This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican representing his state's 3rd congressional district. We want to get his reaction to President Obama apparently telling his national security team at his most recent War Council meeting on Wednesday that he was rejecting all 4 proposals for the future strategy in Afghanistan. What will that potential delay mean, and when will we possibly see the president announce what the new strategy is? And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, I appreciate it.
We were expecting to see an announcement of a new strategy sometime in this general time frame. Now that it's been rejected, apparently, in all 4 proposals, what are you expecting?
Well, the president announced the strategy back in March, and he asked his general to McChrystal to implement a plan to execute on that strategy. What's unacceptable in my mind is that we just sit in the middle here. I'm a strong believer that you go big or go home. And what's not acceptable is that we're closing in on 90 days without a decision about giving the resources to our military, the men and women who need it most. They're asking for these resources. We have men and women dying almost on a daily basis, if not a daily basis. And if the general's telling us we need those resources in order to execute on what the president laid out in March, then by golly, maybe we ought to be doing that. Revisiting the idea of whether or not we should be there, I think, is legitimate. But, we need a decision.
Congressman, one of the things we're hearing about in just the very last few days is that the U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Ambassador Eikenberry, has basically decided that he doesn't think any more new troops is a good idea. And apparently all those 4 proposals yesterday had new troops as part of the plan. How much of a role do you think the ambassador's opinion is playing here?
Well, you know, it should be up to the generals in the military and the Secretary of Defense. Those should be the ones of great influence. What I want to make sure, or at least encourage, is that the president isn't making some sort of calculated political decision that he puts the safety and security of the United States, puts the safety and security of our troops at the utmost and at the top of his priority list. And yeah. You know, it's funny because we had this whole health care debate. It's actually not funny. We had this whole health care debate. And we have a bill that had to be slammed through in a record time because we couldn't wait. But somehow with Afghanistan, with our troops on the line, we're waiting for months. And that's just not fair or right for the men and women who are out there doing the hard work.
Congressman, what does this delay mean to our mission there right now as well as our personnel?
Well, again, you think about the young 23-year-old soldier who's out there on the front lines and a bit overwhelmed, and he knows that his general is trying to get more resources, more support, and yet the president's sitting there saying, "Well, I don't know." That's gotta have a real demoralizing effect. I want to do first and foremost what's most important to those troops. And if you're going to put them in harm's way, let's give them all the resources that they need to win. We should have learned that lesson over the last several decades.
One of the things we've heard is that in the McChrystal report is that we've got about a year to try and turn this thing around and really control the security situation in Afghanistan. The report came in late August. We're closing in on about 3 months since that happened. And what we're hearing is about it takes about a month per brigade to get this in place. And that would be about 4 brigades. So we're looking now at about a 7-month process. If there were to be a decision today and the president were to approve those 40,000 troops, how short of a window are we talking about here?
Well, you know, it takes time to execute on all these things. The president's been elected now for more than a year. And so this shouldn't come as some big, major surprise here in the last just couple of weeks. The main thrust of job, role, and responsibility is to be the commander-in-chief. And so there needs to be an appreciation of what the military is trying to do and how they're trying to do it. But since the president announced his strategy in March, I worry that he's not getting the quick, swift response and support that the generals need in order to execute.
Congressman, you mentioned before that you hope there weren't political calculations here. Is there any evidence out there to you that suggests there are?
Well, I'm just concerned about the sheer amount of time that it's taking in order to come up to these conclusions. And I understand how weighty these decisions are. But that hasn't been the same calculus from the White House when it comes to health care or cap and trade, or they just tried to slam that through in record time with such urgency that it can't wait, that it has to happen immediately, like within the hour. But I don't see that same sort of urgency in dealing with such a touchy subject such as Afghanistan or really some of our other foreign policy initiatives around the world. And so I'm just hoping more than anything. I don't see any direct evidence of that, but I'm hoping that there's not a recalculation of the political. You should do that in when it comes to the safety and security of our troops.
Congressman, just one more question before we let you go. Obviously, right now, most citizens, when they're speaking out about a given issue to Congress, it seems like it's health care, and after that, probably cap and trade. How much are you hearing from your constituents on this issue, Afghanistan?
I do hear about it. You know, I was fortunate enough and was honored to attend the ceremony in Fort Hood. We had a soldier that was killed down there. Week before last, I had a soldier from our district who was killed in Afghanistan. So for my district, as I'm sure with most districts, we have our young men and women who are being killed, and it is a top-tier priority, I think, across this country.
Congressman, great of you to spend some time with us today, sir. We appreciate it very much.